要打开加拉太书第三章。
Please open your Bibles to Galatians chapter 3.
我们在讲解加拉太书，我们现在来到第三章，我们要从第一节读到第十四节。
In our study of the book Galatians, we have reached chapter 3, and we shall read from verses 1 to 14.
加拉太书第三章第一节说，无知的加拉太人啊，耶稣基督钉十字架已经活化在你眼前，谁又迷惑你们呢？我只要问你们一件事，你们受圣灵是因为行律法，是因听福音呢？你们既是靠圣灵入门，还靠肉体成全吗？你们是这样的无知吗？你们受苦至如此之多，都是突然的吗？难道真的是突然？那赐给你们圣灵又在你们中间行异能，是因行律法呢？是因你们听信福音呢？正如亚伯拉罕信神，就算称他的义。所以你们要知道，那以信为本的人是以亚伯拉罕的子孙，并且圣经既然预先看到看明，神要叫外邦人因信称义，就早已传福音给亚伯拉罕说，万国都因你得福。可见那因以信为本的人和有信心的亚伯拉罕一同得福，凡以行律法为本都是被咒诅的，因为经上记着说，凡不常照律法书上所记的一切事去行，就被咒诅。没有一个人靠着律法在神面前称义，这是明显的。因为经上说，义人必因信得生。律法原不是本乎信，只说行这些事，就必因此活着。基督既是为我们受了咒诅，就赎出我们脱离律法的咒诅。因为经上记着说，凡挂在木头上的，都是被咒诅的。这便叫亚伯拉罕的福因耶稣基督耶稣可以临到外邦人，使我们因信得着所应许的圣灵。
Galatians chapter 3 verse 1. O foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you? It was before your eyes that Jesus Christ was publicly portrayed as crucified. Let me ask you only this: did you receive the Spirit by works of the law or by hearing with faith? Are you so foolish? Having begun by the Spirit, are you now being perfected by the flesh? Did you suffer so many things in vain, if indeed it was in vain? Does he who supplies the Spirit to you and works miracles among you do so by works of the law or by hearing with faith, just as Abraham believed God and it was counted to him as righteousness? Know then that it is those of faith who are the sons of Abraham. And the scripture, foreseeing that God would justify the Gentiles by faith, preached the gospel beforehand to Abraham, saying, in you shall all the nations be blessed. So then, those who are of faith are blessed along with Abraham, the man of faith. For all who rely on works of the law are under a curse, for it is written, cursed be everyone who does not abide by all things written in the book of the law and do them. Now it is evident that no one is justified before God by the law, for the righteous shall live by faith. But the law is not of faith, rather, the one who does them shall live by them. Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law by becoming a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone who is hanged on a tree, so that in Christ Jesus the blessing of Abraham might come to the Gentiles, so that we might receive the promised Spirit through faith.
这段圣经其实我们已经在开始的时候讲，加拉太书其实是保罗写信给加拉太，要他回转，不要因为他们起初信因信称义，后来却强调要行割礼，所以保罗写信叫他们悔改。
And we have already seen that the book of Galatians is written by Paul to the churches of Galatia, Because they first believe by faith, and afterwards they are emphasizing on circumcision, and Paul wrote to them to tell them to repent.
就好像今天许多的教会开始的时候是因相信耶稣基督的救恩，因信称义，因相信耶稣基督而称义，但是后来却强调要行律法，要用许多的教条、许多的规条来过这个信徒的生活。
It's just like some churches today, that when the church first started, these churches would have believed that it is through faith in Jesus Christ that one is saved. But after the church has been established for a while, they are starting to return to obeying the works of the law and to obey creeds and rules.
所以保罗一开始的时候，在一章六节说：“我稀奇你们这么快就离开借着基督之恩招你们的去随从别的福音。”他说：“如果你持守耶稣的基督的福音，那没有问题；但是如果你一离开， 传扬另外一种福音呢，你是必须要受咒诅的。”And
in chapter 1 verse 6, Paul wrote that I am astonished that you are so quickly deserting him who called you in the grace of Christ and are turning to a different gospel. Because those who turn to a different gospel, or those who preach a different gospel, are supposed to be cursed.
所以我们讲到加拉太书是一本书没有赞扬的话，一开始保罗就开门见山。
And we said that the book of Galatians does not have any formal greeting and praises. At the beginning of the letter, Paul immediately goes straight to the point and scolds them.
为什么呢? 因为这个福音非常的重要。
Why? That is because the gospel is crucial.
这个福音是有关牵涉到天堂地狱之别。
And the gospel actually would distinguish between heaven and hell.
所以这个是一个很重要的一个话题，一个主题。所以我们必须要很清楚知道什么叫做福音。
So this is actually a very important theme, and therefore we need to be clear what the gospel is.
所以今天呢，我们看到保罗在这个加拉太书里面说，他们信得很好，但是后来。 却离开了。我们今天有一个很重要的例子给大家看，时间刚刚好，就是恰当在要加拉太书里面，我们可以来讲。
And we see over here that Paul was extremely concerned for the Galatians, who started off well, but later they deviated. And this around this time, we happen to have a real life example. Which is very similar to what we see in the book of Galatians.
大家都知道，过去前几天一个很重要的人物葛培理过世。And
we all know that in the past few days, a very important person, Billy Graham, has passed away.
所以葛培理是一个非常出名。 但是也是一个很有争议性、争论性的人物。
Billy Graham was very famous, but at the same time was very controversial.
我们在昨天我们的祷告会里面就讲的详细一些。
And we actually discussed in greater detail during prayer meeting yesterday.
那些弟兄姐妹没有参加我们祷告会的，我要让你知道。 在我们的祷告会里面呢，我们把它叫做是教会家庭的祷告会，意思教会就是一个家庭。我们这很多重要、很多很敏感的话题呢，我们不方便在讲台讲呢，我们在祷告会里面把讲出来。所以你如果没有参加祷告会，你很多事情你不知道。And
to brothers and sisters who do not join our prayer meeting, our prayer meeting is actually known as our church family time. Where we come together to discuss some issues that is not convenient to be discussed over the pulpit, and during these times we come together and talk about all these things and to pray over all these issues. And if you actually miss the prayer meeting, you actually miss out on important things.
所以我们的祷告会是我们信徒，我们基督教我们教会的信徒，我们弟兄姐妹非常在一起讲心话、心里话的地方。
And prayer meeting is where the brothers and sisters in our church family come together and we actually talk about things that are in our heart.
所以我们就很详细地讲了葛培里的一生，还有他的工作，他的过去，他成功的地方，跟他失败的地方。
And we also actually discuss in detail the life of Billy Graham, his successes and his failures.
但是为什么 这个葛培里这么出名呢?
Why is Billy Graham so famous?
因为葛培里呢，如果你是有人这么讲说，如果你在研究一个这个题目是二十一世纪的基督教呢，你非要提到葛培里不可，不然的话你就错过，就失去最重要的人物。
And somebody once said that if you are studying the Christianity of the 21st century, you must actually look at Billy Graham's work. If not, you would have missed out on a very important thing.
昨天我感觉到惊讶，是我以为很多人在我们教会受到这个葛培里的影响，结果我发现很多人不认识他，可见你们比我年轻很多。
And to my surprise, yesterday when I was talking about Billy Graham, I thought that many people would have been been affected by his ministry. But to my surprise, many people do not know Billy Graham. So apparently, you are much younger than me.
但是在我那一代呢，葛培里的影响力非常大。
But in my time, Billy Graham had a great influence.
根据报道呢，葛培里向250 million 2亿5千万人传过福音。
According to reports, Billy Graham preached the gospel to 250 million people.
你知道什么叫做2亿5千万? 250 million, 你知道是什么数字吗?
Do you know what kind of number is 250 million?
你有没有好几个million, 你向多少个百万人传过福音?
How many millions of people have you preached the gospel to?
哇，这个数字太大啊！不要讲百万，我们讲几十万吧，也没有。 几千吧也没有，可见这个人能够传福音向 2亿人传福音是一个大事。
And let's not talk about millions. What about hundreds of thousands or even just thousands? You have not even preached the gospel to thousands of people, and this man preached the gospel to 250 million people.
在183个国家他都去传过。
And he went to preach in 183 nations.
而且呢，他根据这个，我们稍微讲 250 million， 美国的人口大概 300 million， 所以你知道，几乎说全美国人都听过他讲道。
And the U.S. population is 300 million， so to preach the gospel to 250 million people would be almost equivalent to having every American heard his gospel.
而且呢，他是历世历代以来 美国总统的牧师，意思说，有人算一算，大概有12个总统，都是他来牧养他们。
And he has pastored many American presidents, and up to 12 of them have been pastored by him.
哇，你可以想，你如果是一个总统，美国总统的牧师已经了不起，有12个总统都来找他询问呢，可见这个人不简单。
And to pastor one American president is already a great thing, but to pastor 12 American presidents is really something to mention.
而且英国的女王 伊丽莎白女王也去找他来询问，来有关信仰的问题。
And even Queen Elizabeth of England actually consulted him on the religion.
所以他的步道呢，其实呢，我们中国人如果有人说啊，我们的中国人要跟他比，可以算是唐崇荣牧师。
And if we want to have an equivalent Chinese preacher, it would probably be Stephen Tong.
但是我相信，唐牧师没有他的广，他的数，他的这个。 没有他这么多人跟，当然没有这个美国的总统，来做辅导。
But I believe that Stephen Tong's ministry is not as broad as Billy Graham, and of course Stephen Tong would not have pastored the American president.
所以在早期的时候，他讲道非常有力，呼召要人悔改，相信耶稣基督，站立得非常好。
In earlier times, his preaching was fiery and calling people to repent and to believe in Jesus Christ.
所以他的这个很多教会呢，他因为因着他的话呢，很多教会兴起布道、传道等等、传福音，所以非常的成功。
And because of his preaching, many churches had experienced revivals, and the gospel was being preached everywhere.
但是在1997年。
But in 1997,
他接受这个水晶宫大教堂 Robert Schuller 是成功福音的一个创始人的一个访问。
And in 1997, he received an interview with Robert Schuller, which is the founder of Crystal Tabernacle.
Crystal Cathedral.
所以这个水晶宫大教堂在美国南部。
是一个非常漂亮，整个教堂都是用水这个玻璃制造成的。
And Crystal Cathedral was a very huge church in U.S. and it's a very beautiful church that is constructed by with glass.
当时因为他非常成功，很多人去，所以他强调这个成功神学。
And they were probably the founders of this gospel of prosperity gospel.
所以今天的这些发财福音成功成学的人物，全部都是从那边学来的。
Today, the preachers of the prosperity gospel actually learned from this place.
那么他呢？但是呢，很可惜也说不可惜，他在这个水晶大教堂已经倒闭了，所以他已经卖给了天主教堂，所以他们已经不存在了。
But of course, we know Crystal Cathedral today is no longer there. The place has already been sold to Catholics.
所以在那个访问的时候呢，水晶宫大教堂的牧师就问葛培理说：“你认为昨天我们放给大家看，你认为这个基督教将来如何？”
And during the interview, the founder of Crystal Cathedral actually asked Billy Graham, What do you think of Christianity in the future?
所以在这个场合里面呢，葛培理就说，其实啊，将来在天上的时候呢，我们会看到许多各种各样的不同的人、不同种族的人都到天上来。为什么呢？他说呢，那些人就算没有听到耶稣的名字，也没有听过耶稣呢，都会上天堂的。
And so in such a context, Billy Graham said that in the future, when we go to heaven, we will find people from all walks of life, even people who have never heard of Jesus before, they will be in heaven.
他说只要他跟着心里面的一点点亮光，不管他是什么光，他完全没有听过耶稣，也没有听过福音，也没有听过耶稣的名字，反正他心里哦，好像有需要什么，他就可以得救了。
And he said that as long as a person follows that little light in his heart, and even if he has never heard about Jesus Christ, but as long as he sincerely follows that light, and he will be saved.
请问大家这样讲是不是福音？
But may I ask all of you, is this the gospel?
你要知道他的影响力非常大，而且很多人得到他的，因着他的缘故信主，信主了之后呢，他讲说不用传耶稣就可以到天堂。如果我们接受他这个看法的话呢？ 我们就不需要这么辛苦，要去传扬耶稣，要去传扬福音，受到许多人的鄙视，被人臭骂，还要冒着生命的危险，保罗就不用做这么多事情了。
And indeed, if a person can be saved without Jesus, and if we were to accept what Billy Graham said about this, that will mean that we should not be suffering for the sake of the gospel. We shouldn't be going around preaching the gospel and suffer. And Paul does not need to go through the pains of defending the gospel.
所以如果真的是不需要传扬耶稣都可以得救，这样为什么他要到100多个国家去，他要向这么多人传耶稣呢？
And if we do not need Jesus in order to be saved, why did he even go to so many nations in the first place to preach the gospel?
所以我们就不需要这样做了吗？我们就坐在家里，反正大家都会得救，这个叫做普世救恩，这个叫做 universalist。
And then that would mean we shouldn't be doing anything at all. We should just sit down at home since anyone and everyone can be saved, and this is known as universalism.
所以 他本来跑得很好，本来传扬得很好，他的福音很重要，讲得很好，我们一定要信耶稣，我们一定要悔改，我们一定要来到圣经里面，他非常注重这个。但是到了他老年的时候呢，却改变了。
At first, Billy Graham started off well, and he preached fiery sermons about how people need to repent and believe in Jesus as the only way to be saved. But towards his old age, he changed his stance.
啊，所以如果你们对这个很有兴趣的话呢，你只要 Google YouTube 啊，上去打Robert Schuller Billy Graham， 因为这样这个视频呢，已经很多人都看过了。
And if you are interested, all you need to do is to go to YouTube and do a search on Robert Schuller and Billy Graham, and you will find the video clip which has been watched by many, many people.
你看到主耶稣怎么说？
What did Jesus say?
主耶稣说，我就是道路、真理、生命，若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。
Jesus said, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me.
没有是什么意思？
No one, what does it mean?
没有就是没有。
No one means no one.
没有人能到父那里去。
No one comes to the Father.
主耶稣说，要到父那里去，我就是唯一的道路。
Jesus said to go to the Father, I am the only way.
有一次 很多年前，有一次我去跟一个姐妹，她的母亲去世去然后我们去向她的父亲传福音。
Many years ago, there was a sister in Christ whose mother passed away, so we went to preach the gospel to her father.
她邀请我去跟她父亲传福音，她父亲是知识分子，而且呢在政府部门里面做一个很高的官员。
And the father was highly educated and a high-ranking official in the civil service.
所以我就跟他讲说，耶稣是唯一的道路。耶稣说，这个没有人借着我就不能够到父那里去。
And so I told him, Jesus is the only way. No one goes to the Father except through Jesus.
他说，为什么你这样狭窄，这么 narrow-minded？ 你的信息这样 exclusive， 你这个思想很不好。
And so he said, why are you so narrow-minded and why do you preach such an exclusive message? Such thinking is bad.
而且他教我怎么传福音。
And he taught me how to preach the gospel.
要阔一点。
He said you need to be more embracing.
你的心胸要大一点。
And your heart must be generous.
条条大路通罗马。
All roads lead to Rome.
我说，对不起啊，先生。我的主人说，我就引这句话。我的主人，我的主耶稣说，人不借着我不能够到父那里去。这个是不是我说的？是我的主人说，我的救主说的。
And I told him, I'm sorry, sir. I'm not the one who said this, but my Lord said this. So I pointed him to this verse. It is my Lord who said, my Master who said, no one comes to the Father except through me.
主耶稣说，没有人不借着我，没有人到父那里去。来到我这边说，哎呀，可以了，大家一样了，不要这样。请问我忠不忠心？
And if my master say no one comes to the Father except through me, but when the message comes to me and I say it's okay, everybody can go there in any way, then am I faithful?
我说我的责任是传达我主人的消息，不是讲我的福音。
My responsibility is to preach the message my master gave me and not my own message.
我们讲道的人，我们传道的人，我们是传主的福音，不是讲我要告诉你好消息，因为我知道你要什么好消息。
And as the preacher of the Bible, my responsibility, our responsibility is to preach the message our master wants us to preach.
我知道你要知道什么，你要什么好消息，你要发财，你要健康，你要有这个这成功，发财、健康、成功，这些都是好消息。我如果这样讲，大家就来。
And I know exactly what kind of good news you want to hear. If I were to tell you the good news that you want to hear, which will be prosperity and health and success, everybody likes such good news and everybody will come.
如果我这样讲，没有人就会责备，没有人就会丢臭鸡蛋给我。
And if I were to preach like this, no one will actually help me with eggs.
但是如果我们这样讲的话，我们就是不忠心的仆人。
But if we were to do this, we are unfaithful servants.
我们的目的，我们的责任是把主的话传扬出去。
Our task And our duty is to preach the Lord's word.
就是说，主耶稣说一定要通过耶稣，不可以不通过耶稣，这个是唯一一条道路。
Jesus said he is the only way and no one goes to the Father except through him.
所以我们会注意到，我们传呢必须要传耶稣基督的福音。
So we need to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ.
那么，格培里说。 本来他说唯一的耶稣是唯一的道路，后来他说，哎呀，我年纪大了，我比较容忍 tolerant。Larry King interview 的时候，他访问的时候，他说我年纪大了，比较容忍，心胸比较阔了，所以条条道路可以通往天堂。And
when he was younger, Billy Graham preached the only way that is Jesus. But as he became older, when he was interviewed by Larry King, he said, I'm now older and I'm more tolerant towards others. So he started to change his stance and say, all roads lead to heaven.
可以吗?
Is that okay?
我们可以接受吗?
Can we accept that?
当然不可以接受。
Of course not.
因为如果你打开你的加拉太书，我们已经讲过很多次，但是在这一次呢，我们还是要再讲一次。
Because if you open the book of Galatians, we have gone through this many times, but because of this opportunity, we want to emphasize this again.
你看加拉太书第一章第八节,
look at Galatians 1:8.
他说, 但无论是我们是天上来的使者，若传福音给你们与我们所传的不同, 就当应当被咒诅。 我已经说了，现在又再说, 他重复。 若有人传福音给你们与我们所传的所领受的不同，就应当被咒诅。
Galatians 1:8, but even if we or an angel from heaven should preach to you a gospel contrary to the one we preach to you, let him be accursed. As we have said before, so now I say again, if anyone is preaching to you a gospel contrary to the one you receive, let him be accursed.
我每次读这段圣经的时候，我觉得很好奇。
Every time I read this passage, I'm curious.
保罗啊，你是大使徒保罗哎。
Paul, you're the great apostle Paul.
我们自然要听大使徒保罗的讲话吗?
Of course, we want to listen to the great apostle Paul.
我们的信仰，我们的福音都是使徒传达下来的。
Our religion, our gospel has been preached to us through the apostles.
但是保罗在这边说，如果我们，就算是我们，在传另外一个福音，我们都应当受咒诅。诶，你不是保罗，我总是要听，不是保罗说不要看人。 信仰我们的力量，我们的福音已经传了，就是这样，不能够改。如果我接下来去改它呢，我都应当受被咒诅。
Paul says, but even if we should preach to you a gospel contrary to the one we preach, so what Paul is saying is, we have already preached to you the gospel before, but should we change the gospel later on, we too need to be accursed.
我知道很多人受到葛培里的福音的这个葛培里传福音的时候，很多人信主，但是后来他变了怎么办呢？我们不能够因为他们变，他变我们也变。I
know that many people became believers through Billy Graham's preaching, but what happens when he changed his stance later? We should not be following men, and when he changed, we change. No.
保罗说：“我曾经一段时间把这个福音讲得清楚，而且他给我们看到，这个福音是从哪里来？是耶稣启示来的，在第一章第十二节，是乃是从耶稣基督启示来的。那么后来如果他在讲另外一个福音，跟原本不同，连他都要受咒诅，连保罗再说一遍，连保罗大使徒保罗如果再传另外一个福音，他都要受咒诅。”
And Paul tells us that even if we preach to you a gospel that's contrary to the one we preached to you before, the one that has been preached before would have been, according to verse 12, due to the revelation of Jesus Christ. So that is the original gospel. And Paul is saying that even if I, great apostle Paul, should change the gospel later on, I, the great apostle Paul, must be cursed.
为什么他要这样讲?
Why must he say that?
其实如果你仔细读下去，你就知道，原来到后来的时候，他说，彼得大使徒彼得做事情跟福音不相称的时候，他犯错，我也要讲他的错。
Because as we read on, we will find that when it came to Peter, another great apostle, Peter, when he actually committed error that is contrary to the gospel, Paul pointed out his error as well.
所以保罗说。 不是说使徒就一定对, 使徒的福音从耶稣基督来是对，如果后来他犯错呢，保罗都要指出来，他说如果后来我犯错也要指出来，意思是什么呢？这个福音已经来了，已经定型了，已经定下来了，我们不能改，所以我们不要跟从人，我们要跟从耶稣基督的福音。
What Paul is saying is that even apostles can make mistakes, and even if it is a great apostle Peter or great apostle Paul, should they change the gospel later on, this is actually forbidden because the original gospel has already been preached, and so even the apostles cannot change it.
所以有时候我们在思想这个问题的时候，我们想为什么主耶稣把福音传给彼得保罗然后我们传给我们，但是到后来他们起初的时候大有能力，但是当他的圣经写成之后呢，到晚年的时候彼得保罗都没有行神迹的能力。
And sometimes we also ask the question, when Peter and Paul were first preaching the gospel, they actually performed signs and wonders, but towards the later years as the Bible came to completion, when Paul and Peter were older, they actually did not perform miracles anymore.
因为圣经已经完成了。
Because the Bible has been completed,
不需要用神迹奇事了。
There is no need to depend on miracles and signs.
因为我们知道圣经已经完成的时候，这个就是这个圣经呢，比彼得保罗更重要、更尊贵、更绝对。
Because when the Bible has been completed, it would be more important than Peter and Paul, and it would be more absolute.
所以这边就给我们看到保罗为什么写信给加拉太，说你们要悔改，因为起初是因信称义，不要再加上律法主义。
So Paul wrote to the Galatians, you have to repent. You were justified by faith, so do not return to the works of the law.
因为他们说我看彼得嘛，彼得看到彼得，看彼得说看到这些律法的人来行个礼的人来，我们也走，说他们也跟随彼得，他说就算是彼得我们也不可以，因为这个福音已经定下来，我就算不要说彼得，就算是我也应当受咒诅。
And the Galatians might have observed Peter and imitated Peter, because when the people of the circumcision came, Peter withdrew from the Gentile believers and followed the people of the circumcision, soThe Galatians might have reason that even Peter did that, so we need to return to the works of the law. But Paul says no. Even when Peter was wrong, he pointed it out. And Paul says, if I were to do the same, I too must be accursed.
所以我们就知道为什么加拉太书第一章他要强调，保罗说我这个福音的来源是主耶稣，同时呢，我这个保罗的自奋呢，这个使徒是也是从主耶稣来，所以我不抵这个使徒保这个彼得，所以我要指出这个问题来。
And so we understand why that Paul had to start off by saying that his gospel is through a revelation of Jesus Christ and not from men. So he is not inferior to Peter, and even when Peter committed wrong,Paul pointed it out.
所以他讲出他的使徒，他的福音的来源，他讲他使徒的自奋呢，来到第三章的时候，他就说无知的加拉太人你们应当回转，然后他就解释为什么他们应该回转。
And so after he talked about the source of his gospel and also the source of his authority, now he comes to chapter 3 and he says, oh foolish Galatians,Who has bewitched you? And he is telling them to repent.
所以在第三章第一到第五节呢，是告诉他说，你回想一下，你审查一下，你信主的时候是什么原因？是因信称义还是因律法称义？
So he was challenging them to examine their personal conversion. When they were first saved, was it due to faith or was it due to the law?
所以这个就是第一大点。那么第二大点是说。再来呢，从第六节到第十四节是叫他要他们，你不但审查自己怎么样信，同时你要审查圣经里面你的信仰的内容是怎么一回事。
And that was the first point from verses 1 to 5, and the second point from verses 6 to 14. Other than examining your personal conversion, you need to examine your scripture convictions.
所以这边两个大点，第一就是要审查你信主的原因，第二就是要审查你信主信仰的内容。
And so two main points here. The first is to examine your personal conversion, And the second is to examine your scripture convictions.
所以让我们来看第一点，审查加拉太，他要加拉太人审查他们信主的原因。第三章第一节，无知的加拉太人啊，耶稣基督钉十字架已经活化在你的眼前，谁又迷惑你们呢？我只要问你们一件事，你们受圣灵是因行律法还是听福音呢？你们既从靠圣灵入门，还靠肉体完全吗？你们是这样的无知吗？你们受苦之多是突然的吗？难道真的是突然的？那次给你们圣灵的，现在又在你们中间行异能的，是因你们行律法呢，还是信福音呢？
Chapter 3 verse 1, O foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you? It was before your eyes that Jesus Christ was publicly portrayed as crucified. Let me ask you only this, did you receive the Spirit by works of the law or by hearing with faith? Are you so foolish? Having begun by the Spirit, are you now being perfected by the flesh? Did you suffer so many things in vain, if indeed it was in vain? Does he who supplies the Spirit to you and works miracles among you do so by works of the law or by hearing with faith?
你没有注意到这段圣经里面提到三位一体的神吗？
Do you realize that this passage actually talks about the Trinity?
你看到吗？第三章第一节，耶稣基督钉十字架，讲到耶稣吗？
Verse 1, Jesus Christ crucified.
所以他提到耶稣。
So he talks about Jesus.
第二节呢，他讲到圣灵。
And verse 2, he talks about the Holy Spirit.
但是有人说，哎，他没有讲到天父吗？
And someone say, oh, he doesn't talk about the Father.
有，他有讲。
Actually, he did.
你看第五节。
Look at verse 5.
那赐你圣灵的，谁赐给我们圣灵？这是天父。
He who supplies the Spirit. Who is he who supplies the Spirit? That's God the Father.
所以让我们来仔细来看。
Let us look at this in detail.
所以在这边他开始的时候，他说无知的这个加拉太人啊，你们想想你们怎么样信主？你信主是因着什么原因？是你的信仰的内容，你信的时候是怎么信？你的内容是什么呢？他说是什么呢？是耶稣基督钉十字架已经活化，或者说已经清楚的在你面前呈现出来了。
Oh, foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you? It was before your eyes that Jesus Christ was publicly portrayed as crucified. In other words, it was clearly. It was like a word picture clearly shown to everyone.
所以这边什么叫做活化呢？
What does it mean to be publicly portrayed?
原文这个字呢，是指到他们到这个市场去的时候，打放在这个布告栏，公共的布告栏，是宣称主耶稣已经完成这个十字架的功效，已经完成了主耶稣的工作，已经完成了，而且宣告给天下知道。
In the original Greek, it meant to be declared at the notice board in the public marketplace. So what they actually did was to publicly declare in the marketplace that the work of Jesus Christ on the cross has been completed.
所以这里他说，这个你知道吗？加拉太人啊，你们怎么信呢？因为你们知道耶稣已经钉十字架了，而且很清楚的，已经公开的，已经告诉你们了，这个是一个 done deal， 已经是成功了。
And so he was questioning the Galatians, how did you come to faith in the first place? That's because you heard about the gospel of Jesus being crucified, and this is already case closed, done deal.
所以这边的话，他说我已经清楚的呈现在你们面前这个信仰的内容是什么。
And Paul was saying, I have already presented clearly to you the content of your faith.
那个信仰的内容是什么呢？
What's the content of the faith?
十字架，耶稣基督已经钉十字架了。
That Jesus Christ was crucified.
所以意思是说，耶其实这个的文法是指说耶稣钉了十字架，他的果效今天仍然存在。
And the Greek carries the idea that it was already done.But yet its effect is still present today.
所以他说你们怎么信呢？因为耶稣基督已经为你们承担了你们的罪。
How did you come to faith? Jesus has bore your sins.
所以这个就是已经是成就了，就好像耶稣在十字架上说成了那一句话。
And it is already completed. It's like Jesus when he was hanging on the cross and he said it is finished.
所以这个已经福耶稣已经完成了他的救恩， 今天我们还在享受他的给我们的恩典。
And Jesus has already completed his work of salvation, but today we continue to enjoy the grace.
所以加拉太人啊，你怎么信呢？因为我们信耶稣已经替我们担当我们的罪，已经成就了我们的救恩。
So Galatians, how were you saved? Because you believe that Jesus already died on the cross and have bore your sins on the cross.
这样耶稣做的够不够？
And is Jesus' work enough?
是不是还要加一些？主耶稣做的不够，我们要加多一点东西帮助他。
Or is it that Jesus Christ's work is not sufficient and we need to add on certain things to help him?
当然，耶稣所做的已经够了，因为他说已经成了。
Of course, whatever that Jesus has done is sufficient because he said it is finished.
而且他是神的儿子，他是有大能的，他讲成了就是成了。
And he is the Son of God. He is Almighty. If he says it is done, it is done.
但如果今天你说还不够，还要加这个的时候呢，就是说你不相信神的救恩是完全的。
And if he says it is done, it is finished, and today you say no, it is not enough, let me add on this and add on that, what you are saying is whatever that Jesus has done is not sufficient.
所以当你这样讲的时候，你就好，我不想用那个字亵渎，不过你就是告诉主你做的不够，我还要再加上去，你对主没有信心，你还要加其他的东西，可见你对主不尊吧。
And I'll stop short of using the word blaspheming. But when you actually think that whatever that Jesus has done is not enough and you want to add this and add that, let me just say that you are disrespectful.
我们其实要信耶稣所讲的，耶稣所做的已经完成了，我们得救已经得救了，不需要再加任何一些事情，不需要加律法，也不需要加其他第二种恩典，什么都不用讲。
We need to believe that whatever that Jesus has done is complete, and we need to believe His word. And we should not be adding this and that. We shouldn't have a second blessing or whatever.
所以保罗说，你们要悔改，不要走上律法路。你们想想，你怎么样信主？你信主是因为耶稣已经成就了你的这个救恩，而且把你的罪都抹杀了，所以你现在是一个新的人了，已经成就了。
So Paul is telling them that they need to repent and to think about how they came to faith in the first place, which was believing that Jesus was crucified for them on the cross and that it is finished. And they should not be adding the works of the law, otherwise they are actually reversing everything.
所以我们只要相信主为我们所预备的就够了。
We only need to believe that whatever the Lord has prepared for us, and that is sufficient.
所以我们信靠他。
So we trust in Jesus.
我们依靠他来完成我们的救恩。
And we depend on him to achieve our salvation.
不是我们去帮助他，也不是我们加上什么，我们什么都不能做，都是本乎信，本乎恩，因着信。
And we cannot do anything to help Jesus. It is purely by faith and through grace.
那他除了他讲到耶稣基督之外，他还提到圣灵。
Other than the Lord Jesus, he also talked about the Holy Spirit.
他说，我只要问你一件事，你们受圣灵是因律法还是听福音？
Let me ask you only this, did you receive the Spirit by works of the law or by hearing with faith?
所以我们讲第一个问题，你信耶稣是因行律法还是信福音？
So, were you saved by believing in the gospel or by works of the law?
来到圣灵的时候也是问同，其实他们两件事情是一样的，就是说你信，你得救是因为你信这个耶稣基督，你得圣灵也是因为你信耶稣基督加给你的。
And this is actually in parallel. You are saved because you believe in Jesus, and you receive the Spirit because you believe in Jesus.
所以我们很清楚知道，一个人信主的时候呢，你如果真的信主呢，就有圣灵进到你的心里面，使到你能够呼叫阿爸父，是可以让你能够呼叫主耶稣为主。因为如果你不是有圣灵的工作，你不可能来承认耶稣基督是主，你不可能相信他的救恩。
And we know that for a sinner to believe in Jesus, he would have received the Holy Spirit because the Holy Spirit enables him to call out to God as Abba Father. The Holy Spirit enables him to believe in Jesus and call Jesus his Lord and Master. Without the Holy Spirit, no one will do this.
所以我要问的问题是什么呢? 我要问的问题就是说, 当一个人什么时候得圣灵呢? 他信主的时候。
So the question I want to ask is, when does the person receive the Holy Spirit? It's at the point of time when he believes.
当他信主的时候,圣灵就进来了。
When he believed, the Holy Spirit came to him.
或者我可以说,圣灵进来之后,他就是安信。
Or I could say that because the Holy Spirit came to him, that's why he believed.
圣经里面使徒行传二章三十八节说，彼得说，你们个人要悔改，奉耶稣基督名受洗，你们的罪就得赦，就必领受所赐的圣灵。
Acts 2:28, Peter said to them, repent and be baptized every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit.
我说我们要受圣灵，我们就能够信主。
And we need to receive the Holy Spirit and then we will believe.
有些人说我们信了主就受了圣灵。
But some might say, when we believe, then we receive the Holy Spirit.
但是我们问了一个问题，圣经里面哥林多前书二章十二节说，我们所领受的不是世上的灵，乃是从神来的灵，叫我们知道开恩，知道属于神的事。一说如果没有圣灵开恩，让我们看见属神的事情，我们根本看不见。
And we want to look at 1 Corinthians 2:12. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit who is from God, that we might understand the things freely given us by God. So the question is this, if we had not received the Holy Spirit in the first place, how would we have recognized and understand the God, the things of
God? 属圣经也是这么讲，属血气的人不能够明白属圣灵的事。
The Bible also says those who are of the flesh cannot comprehend the things of the Spirit.
所以一个人怎么能够明白属神的事情呢? 除非神开恩让我们明白，不然我们完全不可能明白，因为我们死在罪恶多方中。
So how can one be understanding things that come from God because we are dead in our trespasses unless God opens his eyes?
好像李迪亚，神开他眼睛，让他能够听得懂保罗所说的话。
It's like Lydia, whom God opened her heart to receive and understand what Paul preached.
好像提摩太前书保罗说，我们要做温柔的人，或许神会给那个人有悔改的心，悔改的心也是神给的。
And like 1 Timothy, when Paul says that God might grant to this person a heart of repentance, and so even the heart of repentance is granted by God.
所以这两件事情是一起的，就是信主跟受圣灵是一起发生的。
So these two things actually happen simultaneously. When you believe in the Lord, you receive the Holy Spirit.
哥林多前书十二章这个三节，他告诉我们说，我告诉你们。 被圣灵感动的就没有说耶稣是可咒主的，若不是被圣灵感动，没有人能说耶稣是主。
1 Corinthians 12:3, therefore I want you to understand that no one speaking in the Spirit of God ever says Jesus is a curse, and no one can say Jesus is Lord except in the Holy Spirit.
所以如果你要说耶稣是我的救主，除非圣灵感动你，不然你讲不出，因为你的心里不愿意接受这个事实。
So unless the Holy Spirit moves you in your own heart, you will not say Jesus is my Lord and Savior.
没有一个人说我信了耶稣没有圣灵的。
No one can say I believe in Jesus but I don't have the Holy Spirit.
罗马书八章九节说，人若没有圣灵呢，没有基督的灵就没有不是属基督的。所以一个人如果你信主的时候，你有耶稣基督进来，你有圣灵进来，不然的话你不可能信主。
Romans 8:9, anyone who does not have the Spirit of Christ does not belong to him. In other words, without the Holy Spirit, you cannot be a believer.
所以我们看到一个人信主呢，他信主的时候就有圣灵。所以保罗说，你受圣灵是怎么说呢？是因为信。
And so, anyone who believes in Jesus will receive the Holy Spirit. So Paul is asking them, how did you receive the Holy Spirit? It is by faith.
所以保罗第一件事情是叫他们，你思想你怎么样信主。 三个小点，第一小点就是因为你信主是因为耶稣基督已经活化，已经呈现，看你知道耶稣的救恩呈现在你面前，你接受了，这个就是第一点。So
this is the first main point that they are to examine their personal conversion. So when they examine their personal conversion, they have to first think about how Jesus Christ was publicly portrayed to them as crucified.
然后再问第二次，你信了耶稣，第二呢，你受圣灵也是因为信耶稣。
And then secondly, how did you experience this personal conversion? When you believe in Jesus, that's because you were given the Holy Spirit.
然后保罗再继续问下去。
And Paul continues his question.
那赐给你们圣灵又在你们中间行义呢的，是因行律法呢，还是信福音呢？其实三个三次的。 的问题都是一样，信福音还是行律法，三个都是因信福音。但是这次他说，那赐给你们圣灵，就是谁赐给你们圣灵？是天父赐给你圣灵啊，又在你们当中行异能的，是因为什么呢？是因为你信了耶稣。
And then in verse 5, does he who supplies you the Spirit, does he who supplies the Spirit to you and works miracles among you do so by works of law or by hearing with faith? So in three questions he keeps asking them, is it by works of the law or by hearing with faith? And even God the Father who supplies you with the Holy Spirit is because of your faith.
所以我们知道主耶稣在约翰福音十四章十五节里面讲说，我求父，父就另外赐为一个位保惠师，就是圣灵，要与永远与你们同在。所以圣灵从哪里来呢？是主耶稣祷告天父赐他下来。所以那赐给你们圣灵是谁？就是天父。
And we know that in John 14:16, when Jesus prayed, he said, I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper to be with you forever. And this, of course, is God the Father who will give the Holy Spirit.
所以保罗说，你想想你怎么信主的。
So Paul tells them to examine their personal
conversion. 你信主的内容就是耶稣钉十字架。
And the content that you believe was Christ crucified.
你得圣灵就是因为你信耶稣。
And you receive the Spirit because of your faith in Jesus.
那赐给你的是为什么呢？因为你信了耶稣，所以天父赐给你。
And God the Father who gives you the Spirit is also because of your faith in Jesus.
但是这边有一句话呢，大家看的可能不明白，就说你们受苦之多是什么苦呢？
And there might be a verse here that many do not understand. Did you suffer so many things in vain? What did they suffer?
所以第四节说，你们受苦如此多，是徒然的，果真是徒然的吗？
Did you suffer so many things in vain? If indeed it was in vain, verse 4.
这个受苦这个字呢，在原文呢可以翻译成经历，就说你经验了很多。所以在这边上下文呢，应该可能翻译成经历会比较好。说你经历了神的这么多之后呢，你还是不明白吗？
And the Greek word translated suffer can actually also be translated as experience. So if we look at the context, to translate it as experience is probably better. In other words, after experiencing so many things, do you still not understand?
所以保罗就告诉我们说，你要好好的思想你怎么样信主的。
So Paul tells them to examine your personal conversion.
所以我们信主的原因是什么？
What's the reason that we believe in the Lord?
我们信主是因为耶稣，不是因为葛培理。
We believe because of Jesus, not because of Billy Graham.
所以我们应该葛培理不过是神用的一个器皿。
Billy Graham is but a vessel used by the Lord.
你知道吗，弟兄姐妹，神是很伟大的神，他可以用世界各式各样的人。
Do you not know, brothers and sisters, God is great and He can use all kinds of people in the world.
圣经里面讲说，主耶稣说，如果你们不赞美神，神可以使石头赞美神。
Jesus said in the gospel, if you do not praise God, God can cause the stones to praise Him.
你也知道吗，在旧约里面，神使驴说话。
And you know, in the Old Testament, God caused a donkey to speak.
你回去查一查。
Go look through it yourself.
你们信主，很多时候我们信主呢，很多时候神可以用各种各方法使我们信主。
God can use many means to cause us to believe.
但是真正使我们信主的是主、天父、圣父、圣子、圣灵。
But the real reason why we believe is because of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit.
所以很快的我们要讲完他了，接下来就是真正的是他的，你除了检查自己怎么信主之后，你要检查信仰的内容是什么。
Another to examine your personal conversion, you must also be examining your scripture convictions.
所以他就讲到第六节，他说，正如亚伯拉罕信神，这就算他为义。
Verse 6, just as Abraham believed God and it was counted to him as righteousness.
所以什么呢？他就回到旧约，正如亚伯拉罕怎么信呢？亚伯拉罕信是因为他称义是因为他信，不是因为行律法。
And he returns to the Old Testament to Abraham as example, he was righteous because he believed God and not because of the works of the law.
你知道亚伯拉罕信神因信称义是在律法之前五百年，亚伯拉罕就因信称义，不是在律法之后，是在律法之前。
Abraham was justified by faith and not by the law, and in fact that was 500 years before the law was given.
所以他说，在亚伯拉罕在律法还没有颁布，亚伯拉罕因信称义，这个律法不能够因为这样去废掉因信称义。
And so, just even before the law came, Abraham was already justified by faith. So when the law came later, it cannot nullify the justification by faith at first.
所以第六到第十四节呢，这个十二节呢，这里给我们看到他保罗的这个论点呢，第一，他先讲。 因信称义是怎么回事？然后他讲，如果是因律法称义，又是怎么一回事？他把它列出来给大给加拉太书看。And
verses 6 to 14, Paul actually divides it into two parts. First, justification by faith, what is that? And then, what is justification by law?
所以他讲的说，你看到吗？这样因信称义，早在圣经里面，在亚伯拉罕的时候呢，已经是因信称义，因为神已经看明，你看第八节，并且圣经。 既已经看明，神要叫外邦人因信称义，早就传福音给亚伯拉罕，说万国必因你得福。And
this justification by faith already happened before the law was given. In fact, in verse 8 it says that the scripture foreseeing that God would justify the Gentiles by faith, preached the gospel beforehand to Abraham, saying, In you shall all the nations be blessed.
所以我们看到。 律法的目的是什么？律法的目的是叫人知罪。
So we can see the purpose of the law is for man to know sin.
但是没有人因律法称义。
No one can be justified by faith, by law.
因为我们在加拉太书已经段时间了，所以大家都很熟悉，我们不用多讲。
We've been in the book of Galatians for a while. You should be familiar. We need not talk too much about this.
接下来呢，他说，他讲完因信称义，就是一个人信是完全是心里依靠、心里投靠、心里相信、接受神的救恩就够了。然后他说，只有这样这个例子呢，就是叫亚伯拉罕成为例子。And
so justification is through faith alone and only just by believing in the Lord is a person justified, and he gives Abraham as the example.
那么如果说我要因行律法称义呢?
What about if someone were to say, I want to be justified by law?
所以第十节就这么讲。
So verse 10 he continues.
凡行律法违反的都是被咒诅的，你看到吗？这如果你要靠律法，律法是你就知道你要被咒诅，因为没有人能够行律法。因为经上说，凡不照律法上书上所记的一切去行的，就当被咒诅。没有一个人靠着律法在神面前称义，这是明显的。
And verse 10, for all who rely on works of the law are under a curse, for it is written, cursed be everyone who does not abide by all things written in the book of the law and do them. And it is now evident that no one is justified before God by the law.
所以这边就很清楚了，他说所有的人如果靠律法就一定被咒诅，没有人可以靠律法称义。
So it is very clear that if anyone depends on the law, he stands to be cursed because no one can be justified through the law.
所以他这边继续讲到下去了，因为经上说，义人必因信得胜。
And he continues, the righteous shall live by faith.
所以这个是哈巴谷书里面讲的。所以说律法本乎信，他说行这些事的，就是你如果信靠耶稣基督，你就必要活；但是如果你要行靠律法呢，你必然受咒诅。
And he's quoting from the book of Habakkuk. But the law is not of faith, rather the one who does them shall live by them, and whoever actually carries out or does not obey the law will be cursed.
所以很清楚，我们跟大家一起研究过罗马书，所以罗马书这3:20讲得很清楚，凡血气的没有一个行律法在神面前，因为律法的目的是叫人知罪。
And we're all familiar with Romans when we went through that, but in 3:20, for by works of the law, no human being will be justified in his sight, since through the law comes knowledge of sin.
所以保罗总结,
so Paul concludes.
第十三节, 基督既然为我们受了咒诅，除了我们从脱离律法的咒诅，因为经上记着说，凡在木头上的都被咒诅。所以主如果已经赎回，我们就不需要回到律法里面，我们就在亚伯拉罕里面的福灵享受到亚伯拉罕的福，就是14节说，这便叫亚伯拉罕的福，因着基督耶稣可以临到外邦人时，我们因着所应许的圣灵。
Verse 13, Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law by becoming a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone who is hanged on a tree, so that in Christ Jesus, the blessings of Abraham might come to the Gentiles, so that we might receive the promised Spirit through faith.
所以很简单,
so this is simple.
保罗告诉加拉太书, 在加拉太书里面告诉我们, 他说, 加拉太人你要悔改, 是因信称义，我们信耶稣，信是靠信，不是靠行律法。
He's telling the Galatians by writing to them that they have to repent because they were justified by faith and not through the works of the law.
你想一想。
Think about it.
你怎么信耶稣的？
How did you believe in Jesus?
你怎么样得救的？你得救是因罪信耶稣，不是行律法。
How were you saved? You were saved by believing in Jesus and not by doing the works of the law.
再来，更重要的，你回去看圣经。
And even more importantly, return to the scriptures.
啊，你回去看圣经，圣经怎么说？
Go back to the Bible and what does the Bible say?
在圣经里面给我们看到，因信称义的道理是很清楚的。
The Bible is very clear about the justification by faith.
所以我们必须要回到圣经，圣经就是我们的根据。
So we need to go back to the scriptures because the Bible is our foundation.
回到圣经不是看人，是看主已经传好的神经的圣经，一个这个福音，这个福音是一点一画都不能够更改的。这个依靠这个福音，依靠这个神的话语，才是我们最终 的这个功课。
And to return to the scriptures is important because not a jot or tittle will pass away, and the scriptures is already clear of the gospel that has already been preached.
所以今天我们不要随波逐流。
So we should not go with the waves.
人很多人传不同的福音，讲很多不同的道理，总是打开圣经看里面是不是圣经的教导。
Many people preach all kinds of gospels, and we must always open our Bibles to see what the Bible teaches.
这本圣经是几千年来都不改变的。
This Bible did not change for a few thousand years.
人来人往，很快就离开了。
Men come, men go.
我们不能够依靠人。
We are not to depend on men.
我们要跟随神的话。
We must follow the word of God.
愿大家在这边好好的下苦功，研究明白主。
And may we work hard in understanding the word of God. Let's go to prayer. Father, we thank you for your word. Indeed, we ask that you will help us. Lord, we want to thank you for Billy Graham's ministry in the past. And we pray for those who he has influenced that they will not fall away and turn to a different gospel because of what Billy Graham said in his older years. And we pray, O Lord, that you will also help us, that we might be like Paul, that we will continue to run this race, and to the end, we can say, just like Paul, we have finished the fight, and we have finished the race and fought the good fight. May you bless us, in Jesus' name. Amen.